Welcome to the Days of Praise podcast, a daily devotional by the Institute for Creation Research.
The law fulfilled in us, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Romans 8:4. A miraculous exchange happens when we daily live for our Savior. We give up striving to be good enough in our own power. This is idolatry. We were born with this sinful nature. It compels us to deceive ourselves into thinking that we can be God, knowing enough good and evil to call all the right shots. Nonsense. When we repent, we admit that we cannot be good enough on our own and that we need outside help. And help us He can. For by one offering He has perfected forever them that are sanctified, Hebrews 10:14. Knowing I can never be righteousness for myself, He works righteousness through me. The righteousness of the law from today's verse is nothing less than perfection. People cannot achieve that, but we all need it. Jesus is perfect, however. He applies that perfection to anyone's account the moment they repent of sin and trust Him. Now what? He does all the work in us. Just trust Him and obey. It has always worked that way. Abraham believed that God could raise Isaac from the dead and behaved like that was true. James said of Abraham, "Seest thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect?" Similarly, as you reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord, you can walk after the Spirit. We then do what's right, the righteousness of the law. But whoso keeps his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected, and thus the law is fulfilled in us by him.
If you've enjoyed today's devotional, be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts, and please rate and review so more listeners can find us. To support ICR's ministry, visit icr.org/donate. Your gift of any amount helps us reach others with biblical truth and encouragement. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll start each day with Days of Praise.